Fulton County grant funding for arts programs will stay intact. The county commission Wednesday rejected a plan to cut arts grants by about $1 million. WABE's Mike Johns reports.
Dozens of arts groups lobbied against the proposed cut. Horizon Theater Company marketing manager Kristen Guak-Silton said, without arts, governments lose tax revenues and cities lose culture.
If you want to know how heavily arts organizations affect the livelihood of many small businesses, take a look at Marietta Square, where with the disappearance of two theater companies, restaurants are struggling to survive without the constant influx of arts goers.
Silton was one of many inside the Fulton Government Auditorium against a plan to cut arts grants by $986,000. Interim County Manager David Ware says Fulton needs that money to pay the lease on the South Fulton Municipal Regional Jail. The proposal also came as Fulton wrestles with a budget deficit that could reach up to $114 million. Emma Darnell is a Fulton County Commissioner.
We have female inmates sleeping on the floor. That is not acceptable. I think we ought to ask the county manager, I've got to get these inmates off the floor, and that means as much to me as any aria or symphony.
But Darnell says Fulton needs to prioritize its criminal justice budget instead of cutting arts grants to pay for the prison. Those grants, in part, help arts organizations teach kids, according to Jeff Watkins. He's the artistic director of the Atlanta Shakespeare Company.
The 100 companies or the 100-plus companies of the Fulton County Arts Council do support. Almost all of us have an educational component.
In the end, the Fulton Commission agreed and rejected the proposed cut. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.